This is a Power Broadcast program. More information at powerbroadcast.com.
This is The Brief on J.D. Salinger's The Catcher in the Rye. So we're going to break down the core themes and symbols of this classic 1951 novel. You know, the one that basically defined teenage alienation and is still one of the most challenged books in American history. First, the whole book's conflict really boils down to its main character, Holden Caulfield, and his war against phoniness. That's his word for all the hypocrisy he sees in the adult world. This desperate need to protect innocence, it's all tied up in his grief over his younger brother, Allie, who died. And a lot of people see this as a reflection of the author, J.D. Salinger's own trauma from World War II. Second, Holden relies a lot on symbols to deal with feeling so alienated and his fear of change. Think about his red hunting hat. That's like his security blanket. It's this protective barrier, and he pretty much only takes it off when he's trying to actually connect with someone. And then there's his obsession with where the ducks in Central Park go in the winter. That's all about his own fear of things changing and not knowing where he belongs. Finally, the story finds its resolution when Holden lets go of his fantasy of being the catcher in the rye, this imaginary savior who catches kids before they fall into the corrupt adult world. This sweet but naive dream gets replaced by acceptance in the carousel scene. Watching his sister Phoebe reach for the gold ring, he realizes that kids have to be allowed to take risks to grow up, and that's his first truly mature step. In the end, The Catcher in the Rye endures because it just perfectly captures the psychological cost of loss and that fundamental clash between childhood ideals and adult reality.